Every day after Mass, after clearing the vessels, turning off the lights and the AC, grabbing my computer, Parish Pandemic Ministry 101 there, I plop into that awkwardly placed, or maybe conveniently placed, personally placed, certainly, chair in the side of the church to have a conversation with Jesus, his Sacred Heart, my daily image. What's the prick today? What's the invitation to be exposed a bit more? What do you have to say about my past attempts or future opportunities to love? I don't consider myself much of a devotional guy. I don't know how many consecutive Fridays you have to make in order to get some indulgence. I've never dressed the infant Jesus of Prague. Don't even get me started on the Patriotic Rosary. But all those are helps in as much as they direct us on to God. And for me, after a surprising meetup with the Sacred Heart on my annual retreat a number of years ago, there's no better suited image. There's freedom in choosing to love amid pain. In these statues, Jesus is depicted in a glorified, resurrected state, yet bearing his wounds. A complete, tender gift, one for our salvation. Maybe that's the way to look at today's national commemoration of Juneteenth, too. Truthfully, I didn't know much about the announcement of a Union general to a Galveston audience, letting them know that it's over, that President Lincoln, like 2.5 years ago, issued the Emancipation Proclamation, that slaves were, in fact, free. It's been said many times, especially in these recent times, that slavery is our nation's original sin, which is true. But how would it be if we didn't jump immediately from there to left or right policy, but to first reverence that suffering, that loss, those sacred wounds, the resilience to be unbowed, the resilience to go on loving, the resilience we need to continue to link our Savior's heart to the rest of his body. On the Sacred Heart Day, what is our Jesus speaking to yours?